You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome to the Biblical Health Laws series. And I've been talking about how disease and suffering is the result of sin, and how if we want to get rid of disease and suffering, we've got to get rid of sin. And this is something your preacher won't tell you. Oh, they'll stomp and snort and jump up and down and tell you to quit sinning, but they'll never tell you the biblical definition of sin. They won't, because they don't want you to know this, because if you knew it, you wouldn't come there. You'd fire your preacher and walk out the door and leave, because he tells you it's okay to sin. He tells you there are laws out there you can ignore and you don't have to pay any attention to, when God tells us in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28 that if we don't carefully observe all of his laws, he's going to bring sickness upon us. You know, in many cases, disease is caused by a nutritional deficiency. In fact, almost all cases, the vast majority of disease is caused by sin. And because of sin, there are nutritional deficiencies. It results in a toxic buildup in your body or some kind of combination of the two. In the case of nutritional deficiency, our failure to practice the land Sabbath in the Jubilee years has led to a gradual lessening of the nutritional value of foods we eat. In other words, we have foodless food. Even organic foods, without all the chemicals and the toxins, lack the minerals and the nutrients because we've raped the land by refusing to keep the land Sabbath. It's been going on for so long that in most cases, even the experts don't notice the differences unless they specifically look for them. Think of it like a hillside that's eroding away a tenth of an inch a year. To see any difference, you'd need pictures taken decades, possibly centuries apart. People say nutrition is important, but lack of nutrition can't really be major and cause life-threatening diseases. Well, they're wrong. They're lying to you. I point to scurvy. Let me tell you the cure for scurvy. Uh-oh, I'm going to break the law here. The cure for scurvy is something that God gave us. It is called a natural substance. It's caused by a lack of vitamin C. So you have scurvy, take vitamin C. Let me give you another disease that's out there, rickets. Again, cured by something that God gave us. Vitamin D. These are just two examples of nutritionally based diseases that God gives us a cure for, but allopathic medicine won't tell you about. They won't tell you that you got to look to nutrition to keep these diseases at bay. If you look at a list of diseases which can be alleviated or completely cured by nutrition and carefully administered therapy, it's harder to stop being sick than it is to get sick in the first place. In other words, it's easier not to get sick than it is to fix it after you're already sick. And that's why this sick care that we have, not health care. In the United States, we have sick care. They treat symptoms. You get a disease, you have symptoms. They will treat the symptoms. They'll not cure you. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.